completes our public hearings for today, referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use number 2429 Jason Hignett.
Excuse me?
I was referring back to...
Yeah, okay. Mr. Mears asked me to work on something, so that's what I... The way you were looking at me, I thought you'd ask me a question.
We're looking at Brian.
All right, yep.
Looking at Brian to see what his wishes might be.
Okay. I would like to defer conditional use 2429, Jason Hignett. Until next meeting, so...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sorry, I lost my train of thought. I was doing it.
I second the motion.
Sorry, guys.
It's all good. It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2429, Jason Hignett. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item was a conditional use number 2428, T.N. Hitch, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I believe Mr. Robertson's been able to craft a motion for this one.
He still is.
He's still crafting a motion. Would you like us to refer back to that one at a later date?
No, I think we're good, if you'll bear with me. Mr. Mears' motion is that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2428 for T.N. Hitch, LLC, to amend a condition of approval that was included in conditional use number 1713, which is ordinance number 1961, to allow an additional building based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, a four-building conditional use was approved several years ago. That was in addition to the two legally nonconforming grandfathered buildings that already exist on the site. Two, the site has a history of commercial uses as referenced in the approval of conditional use number 1713. Three, although conditional use number 1713 limited the site to four additional buildings, there was no opposition to that conditional use and no clear basis for the limitation other than the fact that apparently only four buildings were sought as a part of that initial approval. Four, there are a variety of commercial and business uses in the area, and this additional building will be consistent with the surrounding and nearby uses. Five, in the years that conditional use number 1713 has been in existence, there is no record of any adverse impact of the use on the neighboring properties and roadways. There is nothing in the record to indicate that this expansion will create any adverse issues. Six, this is a reasonable expansion of the existing conditional use that is consistent with the development trends in the area. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Eight, the application is subject to the following conditions. A, condition number one of conditional use number 1713 and ordinance number 1961 shall be amended to allow one additional building as shown on the site plan presented during the public hearing, along with one dumpster associated with that additional building. And B, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. So moved.
I second the motion.
The moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2428 T.N. Hitch, LLC, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
The chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2432, Simon Ferries and Lauren Crawford.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, regarding CU 2432, Simon Ferries and Lauren Crawford, I move that we defer action.
The moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2432, Simon Ferries and Lauren Crawford, to give the commission more time to consider the testimony presented. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for today. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have anything to add?
Hey, reminder, if I could, please, Mr. Chairman, just next week's meeting. So we do have a meeting next week. That meeting will be here, and we'll be starting at the earlier time of 1 p.m. next week, and it will be here. So.
Thank you
for getting that information out to us today.
Thank you.
And sorry about not having the oaths ready to go right when we have them. But before you leave, if you could each sign your own, just because we have them printed.
Great.
So
we'll do.
Find yours and pass it down. Just sign it, and I'll notarize each one.
All right. Okay, then. Well, if there being no further business to come before the commission, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony.